Here's the latest from ABC News. Ontaria Aldinger, the head of the National Security Agency, is telling us why the government needs to look at our phone and email records.
Insisting that secret government surveillance programs are legal and carefully controlled. National Security Agency Chief General Pete Alexander says they've also been tremendously important to national security.
In recent years, the information gathered through these programs provided the U.S. government with critical leads to help prevent over 50 potential terrorist events in more than 20 countries around the world.
Well, the plot disrupted, according to General Alexander, was once the bomb of the New York Stock Exchange.
The U.S. and the Taliban to find a political solution.
One White House official predicts this political transition for the dreaded Taliban will be complex, long, and messy.
Well, the group will have cut ties to
terrorists and Al-Qaeda and show their allegiance to the Afghan constitution, including the protections for women and minorities.
He says 18% of Americans are smokers. Rather a downward trend, which is stuck at around 10% for a while. Medical level, their doctors
men who are 20% of if you bring down my rate of well, smoking white adult and non-Hispanic black.
In the whole wide world. Grant public service announcement. He should be leaving the marital drop. The Dow is not one.
Couples gather and pray for love. Get the parents
all that broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a mobile fraud, a crime that becomes so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now. Or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. This effort does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Chrysler is set to file papers explaining its refusal to recall older model GM SUVs. They're said to be at risk of catching fire in rear-end collisions. The government says more than 50 people have died in two Grand Cherokees and Liberties with gas tanks found behind the rear axle. Chrysler suggests that these SUVs were replaced with similar vehicles on the road. It's a rare clash between a car company and the Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. No one has a pinata that has horns coming out of. Never wear a fanny pack.
You see the nation straight away.
And never trust a car that has been tried to demine. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care. For a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. Get a service from Midas Center. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. A 5-quart conventional oil, Shelby's extra, and most vehicles at participating runs.
Local restaurants and shops are on the board with savings of 50% to 80%. Every dollar, live more, and live.
You're in the wrong world.
SOM. This guy is personal. Tune in to Newstalk 600 WSOM for the local talk show that stimulates your mind and relates to you. Weekdays from noon to 3. Afternoons with Pacey and Friends engages the Valley in conversation about everything from local issues to important global topics. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Personal talk that keeps you thinking. Weekdays from noon to 3. Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
The only thing that there's just to this love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb, and there are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love. Do we love? It's the only thing that there is just too little love. What the world needs now is love. Do we love?
Oh, Dion, you go ahead and say it, girl. Afternoon, afternoon, afternoon. It's Tuesday, July 18th. June 18th, excuse me, here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. It is Afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM and on WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio and at tracyandfriends.com or at blogtalkradio.com/Tracy and Friends. We're here to talk about what's on your mind and give you a little bit of what's on our mind as well. And we invite you to give us a call at 1-347-945-5229. And I see a couple callers in the queue. If you want to talk, you just hit that one, and I'll know you want to get on. And at 330-781-9600 here locally, as we broadcast terrestrially as well as over the net. We're here today with a couple of other revelations that have happened that we're seeing. One of them is that it seems that 11 states now have more people on welfare than there are employed in the state. Did you hear me? I said there's more people on welfare in these states than we have that are working. Now, if you ask me, that is going to be a heck of something to overcome. Because that means you don't have enough people to support the people that are on welfare. How does this work? Why is it that way? And if it is that way, why Are we shutting down energy plants to make it harder for businesses to get cheap energy cost? Okay. So we got problems there. Now, it's okay that people, you know, we have a problem, you know, with employment. But if that's the case, why are we raising taxes? Why are we about to implement fully an Obamacare system that is a huge mistake and a debacle? Well, I'm not thinking it's a mistake because I think that the people that voted for it fully intended to destroy certain parts of the United States with it. That's my opinion. So what do you think? 11 states, and we'll read the states off in a minute. They're California, New Mexico, and don't everybody think, Hawaii? Oh, no, that couldn't possibly be, could it? Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina. This couldn't possibly be either. Illinois? Oh, my God. Kentucky, Ohio, New York, and the liberal capital of the Eastern Seaboard, Maine. Maine and New Hampshire, I spent 9 months. I lived up there for 9 months. I can't see why they're liberal like they are. I don't understand it. I think something's wrong with somebody. Maybe the Salem witch trials got to them. I don't know. But I certainly don't understand why they're doing what they're doing. 334, what you got to say?
Yeah, I'm not really surprised at all about the whole situation. Really, this is what happens when you get you just go with a slogan and don't get any real facts behind this. And I'm not even going to blame it just on Barack Obama, but his whole hot ideology is the culprit. I feel like the whole liberal mindset is that you should never have to struggle in any way. And a lot of times, you know, God intends struggle for people, for them to get out and light a fire under them. But if there's always, you know, Uncle Sam to come in and bail you out and take care of you, and you know, you go out and have five. I'm from Alabama, so I mean, that's my home state.
Right.
And I know from,
right.
Yeah, I know right off when you say that, I can just name pockets of counties where, I mean, they just feel like this all they're gonna ever do is have government program. I was down there. I actually was on food stamps for a while when I was down and out. And I was down there. I was on them about 3-4 months. And I was down there, and there was a lady down there cursing and going off as if she was, because they did something wrong. And she was going off like you would never believe. And that's the mentality. People like that, there's no changing them. There's no rehab for them. There's nothing you can do for them. So, it is time to kind of get your house in order in America, because it's over for this country. I feel like it's too many people that have bought into that mindset, and they're emphatically ignorant and proud of it, and will argue you down and call you Uncle Tom, racist, if you is it good to have these government programs? Is it good for us to depend on the government to bail us out and take care of us, because it makes us weak? And people don't understand that. I understand that. I understood that in dating when I was struggling financially, the way a woman would treat you, the way she I got you under my thumb. You're not, you know, until you get on your feet, that's how it's going to be. So, I mean, that just happens.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, and you're absolutely right. I agree with you, you know, everything you said, because here it is. You have people believing that it should be that way, that it's okay, that, yes, I can holler and scream and curse because you're not going to give me my food stamps this month because I didn't raise a finger to do anything to feed myself. And my thing is, when I start getting tight money-wise, I start looking at things to do to make sure that I eat the next couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? I make sure that I look at something to do to keep the lights on and make sure that the house is paid for. But there's some people that don't have to do that because, first of all, I drove by this government housing that they just refurbished and built brand new. The houses are very, very nice. Brand spanking new. And I thought 5 years, this place will look like it did before they tore it down and started up again. Because when you give somebody something without them having some skin in the game, they don't respect it. Not that you don't give gifts to people, and that's not the point. I'm not talking about a gift. I'm talking about when you give them a life, a piece of life, like a home. I'm not understanding. I'm just not understanding.
I mean, if you're in the projects for four generations, then I'm sorry. They tore the projects down, and it was like, I mean, the crime rate shot up in different neighborhoods. I mean, cars
absolutely
were getting broken into. I mean, it's just like, and I hate to say it, New Orleans, Katrina, murder capital, you know, was going back and forth with D.C. As soon as Katrina hit, murder shot up in Birmingham, murder shot up in Houston, murder shot up in Atlanta. That because
right.
You have people that have been conditioned that, hey, I can kill a guy, and it's only 15 months. I mean, I had a guy tell me that. Hey, man, it's only 15 months to kill somebody. So, I mean,
yeah,
if you got that type of mentality.
Yeah, what sense does that one make, right?
No, I'm like 15 months, and you've taken somebody's life. You 15 months later, you out. That's almost a misdemeanor. I mean, that's sad, you know. But that's the mentality. And so when you got a person that doesn't fear jail, then you need to start hitting them where it counts. That's in the pocket. And if you don't fear, and I feel like there should be criteria placed on food stamps, drug tests. You should be in school, either looking for a job, unless you're over
650. Oh, no, that's going to hurt self-esteem. What are you talking about,
man?
I don't care.
I don't care. You need to be taking some type of trade. You need to be working towards. You need to, and it's only 5 years worth of it. Like, you cannot just keep getting, we're going to start taking it down. I mean, that's just how it is, man. I feel like that's only right. I mean, because think about it. If there's more people in the state that's on welfare, that means, let's say they're getting $800 a month altogether. Or let's just say $300. The state is not taking $300 out of people's checks. Not everybody. Not everybody's making enough money for the state to take $300. So, basically, the state is leaning on the government, federal government, to subsidize these social programs that they're giving to these people. So, I mean, it's going to be a domino effect. I think we need to probably look at breaking. Certain states need to just break away from the union and just say, I really don't think it's a bad idea.
I think it's going to happen because it's unsustainable at this particular moment. You already have who is it, the Maryland or Virginia, that's printing their own money. That's something you have to take into account. They're printing their money.
Is it backed by something?
Say that again?
Is it backed by something?
I don't know what their money, I think it might be silver or gold. But the thing
is,
they
were talking about backing ours with oil, but they shot the idea down, and then Obama was like, had made this comment about, we're not running out of money, we're in a better fight. I'm like, you know, I think we're really delusional.
I don't know why we're letting him get away with it, mostly.
Because he's black.
That's a foolish statement.
I know, but he's black,
and
you can't say nothing to him. You racist. So, I mean, he's black, and that's that. I mean, it has nothing to do with whether he does a good job or not. It's just like you go to a mechanic, and if your car tear up, hey, the mechanic's black, so you can't – You know, like, well, you know, my engine blew up, man. I don't care what some skin color is. My engine blowing up. That's how it is with him right now. It's like he has a scandal every week. Every week is a different corruption scandal coming out. But yeah, Bush is the worst. I'm like, okay, Bush may have had, let's say, five or maybe six.
Bush didn't have five.
I can't name them either, but let's just say he did. This guy had five in the last month. I mean, how many scandals does this guy need? You know, we weren't getting to the election, how they cheated in that, and all types of different stuff. They'll say the Republicans cheated too, but I'm just saying,
the Republicans did not use the IRS to go after their enemies. And
I mean, not only that,
voting.
He just sat there and watched some American citizens die on camera. I mean, that and then lied about it before the election. And the media helped him. Like, that's
he's a sociopath now. He doesn't care now. Don't think that he cares.
Then looked the parents in the face with a stoic look and didn't even look him in the face and said, sorry for your loss, and walked off.
No, and they didn't bury him. They did not bury him with United States honors. We got to pay some bills right now, though, so we're going to be right back, though. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair. Give us a call, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. We'll talk about it on the other side of paying some bills here. See ya!
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back here as I'm waiting for my invitation to the Jimmy Carter estate as he has a great celebration. Because he's not the worst president in history or recent history lately, so everybody, make sure you look in your mail because I'm sure it's coming. 330-781-9600. Afternoon with Tracy and friends here, Jeff in the air chair, and here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. I want to make sure that you tune in also on iHeartRadio on WSOM 600 AM. As well as, Blog Talk Radio /blogtalkradio.com/ Tracy and Friends. We are looking at the meltdown of America, and Alabama, your mic is hot, but we're looking at the meltdown of America, and we are, I think, really believing that it's all going to just work out okay because we want it to. We trust our leaders. Oh, they're just messing with Obama because he's black. First black president told you he wasn't going to add one dime to the deficit. No, he didn't add one dime, a whole lot more than one dime. Add $6.2 trillion. To the deficit instead. But that's neither here nor there because nobody cares about that because nobody gives them a deficit check every month that they have to be responsible for. And so they don't realize that the middle class is being totally decimated under these policies. The middle class is shrinking at an alarming rate. There's going to be only two classes of people, everybody. And this is why they did health care a certain way, because these are what progressives do. You are going to be the elite ruling class, or you're going to be the working class. You've been blaming Republicans for doing this for years and not realizing that you're sitting up here looking in the face of the progressives that are wearing the Democrats like a glove and doing what they want to do. Nobody's afraid to challenge them because they put a black face on it. And as he is a black face, everybody's afraid to criticize him, afraid to go against him because how it's going to look and we're going to lose the next cycle. You know what? Doggone it. I don't care about losing the next cycle. You lost two of them putting up mealy-mouthed candidates. Now, you want to put up Romney, whose organization didn't even come in and check with the locals about what's up so that people could vote for him. Didn't have a huge organization. I don't think they wanted to win from the national like that. I think they wanted to let Obama ride it on down to the ground and hopefully that they can win the midterms, shut him down, and then win the presidency in 2016. That's my opinion. My opinion. I don't know whether that's legitimate, true, whether it's even feasible. I don't know whether that's something that's stupid to say or not. I'm just telling you what I think by what I see. Romney was a Mormon. 3 million Christians did not go vote for him because born-again Christians consider Mormonism paganism, occultism, because of their beliefs. Now, the Republican Party is going to have to consider something because we're getting ready to go into this immigration bill vote, and they're figuring that out, what they want to do to deal with the 12 million people who are here, who are automatically going to be Democrat voters. Just figure that out, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be Democrat voters. They're not going to be Republicans. You're going to get very few Republicans out of that. In fact, you're going to get 90%, because all immigrants are not south of the border immigrants, y'all. We have immigrants from all over the world here. You have Cuban people and Haitians and a number of different sets of people from different places, Irish. So what I'm saying is, think about what you're getting ready to do. And here, I think that especially minorities better think twice. Or let's say black people in America, because we are the real minority in America. We bought into what the progressives said and thought. And as we bought into what they said and they thought, guess what happens? Our population is dwindling. I don't care how big our birth rate is or our pregnancy rate, because we're killing off our young more so than everybody else. 1.2 million babies a year are aborted in America. 37% of them are black. What does that tell you? And now you have these people that are trying to make this immigration argument come out and tell you, well, you know, we've aborted so many people, we need to replace those people because we don't have enough people to pay Social Security, and we don't have enough people to put into this and put into that. Well, wait a minute. You had 62 million people that did not have health care. You let the progressives, through the Democrats, give you a health care bill that is going to, say, cover everybody, but it's only going to cover 30 million of the 62 million that don't have coverage now. Okay? They're only going to get half. They just screwed the whole thing up for everybody, because now you're going to get way more money for way less service. Are you hearing me at all? 330-781-9600. 1-347-945-5229. If I'm wrong, call me and tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I really hate to disagree, but I think it's good that this is going to happen. I see the writing on the wall with all these Hispanics. Black people are going to get shafted the worst.
And oh, yeah.
I think it's good because it may jolt us and wake us back up in the sense that we start thinking through group economics. We start thinking through. I mean, I'm over here in Norcross, Georgia, and it's not too far from this Buford Highway area. And it's all, you go over there, it's Hispanic-ran businesses, but it'll be black people in there patronizing them. And we're putting these people's kids through school. We're doing a lot of things with our dollars. I hate to say it, but I you know, these businesses aren't that great. Like they say, black businesses aren't. Look, these are sloppy, ran, trashy businesses. But it's nothing but black people in there working, spending their money.
You got too much air happening right there, bro. I can't hear nothing you're saying. So until you get out of that wind. Okay. You sound clear now.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying that it's just too many. It was just too many. We're spending our dollars over there, but they don't come. You can't come into an Asian community or Hispanic community and open up a business, but they can come into ours. And I think we're only going to think like that when it all falls apart and black unemployment goes up near 70-80%. It's going to have to get that bad. Because otherwise, if it doesn't, then they're going to keep thinking that, you know, the Democrats got the answer.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. They shouldn't think. I don't think that if that happens, that they're going to blame one single Democrat. I think they're going to blame the Republicans once again. And the thing is they do this and they get away with it. And I'll let you know about a meeting Tracy and I went to last week, where we were able to voice that view to some people that could do something about it. And Republicans do not defend themselves. They don't explain themselves. And they need to start explaining, because let me tell you, if they make your state a right-to-work state, it does not mean that they're going to get rid of all the unions. Excuse me, although unions are a dying breed anyway. Unions are not doing well in America. I think only 12% now of the jobs that are had are union jobs. I'm not sure if that's correct, but I think it's only 12% in the private sector of the jobs are union jobs. But my point is this. Some companies cannot take on a union and incur that expense. So therefore, if you bring another, say, a manufacturing company in and they're not union, you have that many more jobs available to some people who have no jobs now, especially in these 11 doggone states that you have more people on welfare than you do working. That's what I'm talking about. When these people come, if they give the situation over to immigration like they're talking about doing, then you're talking about totally upsetting your political power in America. And your views are going to shift to those of the country that they left already, but they think that they can come here because we have more money, because their country already ran out of money to give to the people because their people in government have stolen all their money.
Well, then also, Jeff, one of the problems I have, and this may seem a little, I guess, racist, but I really don't care, is that, you know, a lot of these people are coming from these foreign countries. And they'll see you as an African American on the streets and turn their nose up as if you're some. So they think they're basically coming over here and they're looking down upon us as African Americans, not realizing we're the reason you're here. We're the reason you can come here and succeed and try to have a better life. Because if it wasn't for us and our people, and so I have a disdain for that. And they have this attitude when they come to America like, we're going to take over the black community. They just don't respect us as a people. I really don't like that. I don't, because I take that personal, because I look at it like you're coming off of our esteem and our merit and coming over here marching in the streets acting like you want all these benefits that you wouldn't have got 50, 60 years ago. You couldn't even do it in your own country when they dog you
out.
That's
what I'm saying.
Just like in Mexico, they got certain the more Spanish-looking Mexicans. Those are the ones that are successful in that. The ones that look, the Aztecs, the Indians, those are the ones that's coming over here to America. So they see that class warfare going over there, but they don't. They didn't do what we did. They coming over here. So I have a problem with the way that we're looked at by all these people from all, not just Latins, but people from Africa. All these people that come over here,
I agree.
And you talk to them, and they think they're better than black people. I can't stand that, because I'm like,
I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk about that on the other side of this too, because we got to go to one more break here. But you're absolutely right. When you get Africans to come over here with all our people that are talking about their Afrocentric and all of this other stuff, they think you're a fool. They don't understand why you don't understand your own political structure. And you talk to some Africans, and I invite somebody to call me and tell me I'm different, that I'm wrong. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, 330-781-9600. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. The Youngstown police sergeant who was accused of soliciting sex from a 14-year-old girl has been fired. Robert Lodwich was off the job as of last Friday. Lodwich was investigating the rape of a girl he is now accused of soliciting for sex. Investigators said Lodwich also had naked pictures of the girl. Lodwich is still in jail on $100,000 bond. A Sharon woman was killed in a crash yesterday afternoon in Brookfield Township. The Highway Patrol says 73-year-old Carmen Maldonado Iraq was a passenger in a vehicle that was broadsided. The driver, 32-year-old Fadia Iraq, was seriously injured. Troopers say their SUV was struck by a Hummer that passed through a red light. Police in Niles are looking for a man who used a shotgun loaded with deer slugs to shoot open an ATM. The crime happened around 1:20 Monday morning. Video shows the masked man breaking into the machine, but police say he was unable to get to the cash. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Are you looking to save money on your heating and cooling bills this year? Quality Windows can meet all your window needs while improving your curb appeal and increasing your home's value. Family owned and operated since 1998, Quality Windows lifetime warranted easy maintenance windows can save you up to 35% on your energy bills. They'll bring the showroom to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Goldberg, owner of Quality Windows. Call us today for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-863-9344. And you won't have to worry. There's no high-pressure, three-hour sales pitch with us. We don't require down payments, and we also have many different financing options available. And our prices start at just $179. And if you call in and mention this ad, receive an additional 20% off our Timeless series. And all the Quality Windows come with a true lifetime warranty.
Get your free estimate and more info at QualityWindowsLLC.com. 800-863-9344. Quality Windows. You've seen the rest. Now come see the best.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Grip plans.
Buckeye Firearms is proud to announce our summer bi-weekly sales events in Rogers, Austintown, and Streetsboro. New incredible deals every other week. Friday and Saturday, June 21st and 22nd. Mossberg Maverick 12-gauge defense shotguns, $220. Laminate stock Ruger 10/22 rifles, $270. 9mm Glock pistols, starting at $500. Manager's specials in all locations. Stop in for details. Items change weekly and are valid only on announced dates. Stay tuned for future sales from Buckeye Firearms, home of the Buckeye Advantage.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back here afternoon with Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about there being more people on welfare than those that are employed in 11 states in America. And I am really tripping about this because it doesn't make any sense. How do you deal with that? How do you survive that? And I have on my line South Carolina, which is one of those states, along with myself. South, what you doing with all them folks on welfare? And ain't but a couple of you all working down there.
Well, you know, we just do what we can do, but it's a sad state of affairs, man. But you know what I want to know, though? I want to know what people do with the extra income that they get. If you're getting $400 or $500 worth of food stamps a month, what happens to the income that that they displace? Do they take
buy
it and put it in the bank?
Hey, they buy cold medicine with it.
Did
you hear me? They buy cold medicine with it. That's what seems like you need right now, man.
Oh, man, I just spent about $80 on some cold medicine.
Man, oh,
yeah.
Man, I hear it.
Yep.
Yeah, you know,
I
don't know. I don't know because now in the Farm Bill, they cut a percentage of the food stamp program. So that was something that got accomplished, but whether it's going to do us any good or not, I don't know. You know, they changed some things up. They did a number of things. I don't understand how. Huh?
Why do you need food stamps or food assistance in a nation that's obese?
Well. That's why the nation is a beast. There's no doubt about it. But the thing is they can't cut off the food because you have also a part of your government is destroying business, so the businesses cannot produce. They are using less people to do the same job as before, so therefore they're cutting their own cost of doing business, and the government is steadily pressing them to give more. They want them to give more on the taxes. They want them to give more on the health care system now that's going to destroy everybody. And this is going to be crazy. This year, hey, coming to a theater near you this year, you're going to see your health care system dissolve away unless the Congress does something about it right now. And you're never going to get the level of treatment that you got just in the past 10 years.
Obama's destroying this country on purpose. It's obvious that he hates America, he wants to destroy it, and he's working with bankers who want to destroy America too. That's what they're picking apart piece by piece. Because this country is anti, you know, banker elite, you know, the principles that it stood for can't stand, because if they're allowed, if people are allowed to be truly free and to keep what they earn, which is what it was originally started to be, then, you know, you can't, that country wouldn't be weak. So now that we got a central bank and we got an IRS and we got, I mean, all of these are criminal organizations. So, and he's working with them to destroy it. And Mitt Romney would have been one. That's why he got the nomination, because they were about destroying this country. That's what it's about. Whichever one gets in there is going to destroy America.
I agree with you. 440, you're in there.
You know what? I'm going to tell you how to solve. I'm going to tell you how to solve it. You know,
okay.
The leadership of this country is the face of the black vote.
Really?
This country rode the wave of the black vote to get this guy elected.
Okay.
And, you know, okay. Now, you want him out of there? March on Washington, D.C. like you marched on everything else over on Washington, D.C. You want him out of there? Let's see it. You know what? The Hispanic people, they're going to make them all legal. You guys are going to be totally screwed. Totally. And you did it to yourselves. You did not once, but twice. You did it twice.
You guys.
The black community.
Yeah, you gotta differentiate that, because I'm
bought. You got bought. 97% of your vote got bought with a cell phone.
Turn around and
fix it now, because now
that's
the country's totally messed up.
That's not what bought. The cell phone didn't buy it. The promise of getting something.
Come on.
No, the cell phone didn't buy it.
The black community. I didn't see him bust any white people. He bust the black community. He bought them with lunch. He bought them with cell phones. It was sickening. We all stood and watched doing it.
Who are you talking to? I stood and watched the same thing.
Own up.
I'm not I can't own up to something because I didn't do it. First of all, 97%
of the black community did this to this country.
Well,
they rode that wave. Wait a minute. You always talk about how you guys lead all the good things. Well, own up to this one. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The way on this.
What show are you calling?
This president. Yeah. 97% of the black vote helped put him in. They cheerleaded him in, not once but twice, and that's a fact.
Stop. Who's arguing with you? I'm not arguing that with you. That's craziness. You're acting like I'm the one that did it. You're acting like I'm the one that did it. And I'm telling you, ain't nothing happened.
I can't lay it. There's a way of fixing it. Organize.
Oh, I mean, that's not going to fix it.
In D.C., just like everything else.
That's not going to fix it. That's not going to fix
why?
It, though. Well, I'll tell you why. It can't fix it because of this. That wasn't the only reason why this man rose to where he was. And that's the point. The point is black people make up 15% of the population. So they did not put him in. He got in with 2 million less votes than he did the first time he was voted for. Okay, now... True, black people look at him as the second coming of Martin Luther King. You have to understand that they're looking at that as the white Republicans, though both of the candidates were both progressives. But, you know, in my estimation, that they're telling me that, you know, well, Romney don't have nothing for me. He don't want to. Romney's father marched with Martin Luther King. marched in Detroit at the same time Martin Luther King was marching down in the South in support. And guess what? Now, so many years later, his son can't even buy a black vote. And that's because of the progressives and the brainwashing that they've done. And that's what's going on. But that's not going to, you know, that's not going to do it, because a whole bunch of white folks voted for Barack Obama. So don't get
that's
it twisted. And neither should the people, neither should the black people.
That's exactly what I said. I said the black community led the way. Everybody rode the wave of the black community. You guys cheerleaded this guy in there. Now you can't get him out.
You guys, you keep saying you guys.
Hold it, dog.
I'm gonna let your thing stand, and then we're gonna bring a local call in right now, and we're gonna continue that. But the thing is I wasn't in this either time. I was screaming both times, "Do not vote for this guy. He's not who you think you are." Who you think he is, excuse me. So do not do it. You're making a huge mistake. He's going to destroy you in the process of him getting what he wants. And that's exactly what he's doing, because the black community is almost decimated by his policies right now. And
it's
so,
over. It's over.
It's not necessarily.
You got 11. No, you got 11 million people that are going to be made. They're going to. It's over. It's over for you, and it's over for me.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. There's always a ram in the bush. Don't forget that one. Hold on a second. Local caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
You know, I was visiting with some friends, and they were talking about how at the Ravenna Arsenal,
mm-hmm.
there was a surplus of deer, so the government brought in coyotes.
Yeah.
And that's why we're having these coyote sightings in neighborhoods, because they've overrun. There was no predator for the coyotes.
Right, right.
So, and I thought to myself, now where is the wisdom? The government could have had hunters go in, kill those deer. They could have processed that meat and put it in freezers and had a distribution to people. And when the nice weather starts, they could have people come in and get vegetable plants that the children could start in school in the horticulture classes or at the vocational schools. And I think we need to do away with food stamps, and we need to give people, you know, give them meat, give them, you know, have times that surpluses are, you know, given out to them. And they can come and get those things. They can come and get those plants and tend them. I think this idea of just giving a card, I've watched what people buy.
But, you know,
cards.
You don't have to give them. We don't have to give them anything. If you look at the UPC codes that are on the foods now, you can limit people to certain areas of foods, so that you're not buying Red Bulls. I mean, you can,
right.
You know, when you use your coupons right now, you know, when you go into the store, if you try to buy something that you don't have a coupon, you have a coupon but you didn't buy it, it will not allow you to do that anymore.
Right.
And it's the same thing. You know, they should be. The common sense approach would be to allow people to buy that which is needed, not that which is just
exactly.
unnecessary. And we could do that without having soup kitchens.
Right.
Those things.
But, you know, I think if there is an overabundance of, you know, some animal, and you could make good use of that.
Well, the thing is that you have a false shortage of anything. Everything that we don't have enough of, it's a false shortage of it. It's not because we can't produce it. It's because the government controlled the production thereof.
Well, that's true. I know
yeah.
they limit.
So, yeah, right.
I mean, you have to realize we're paying people to this day still to not farm.
Bacon. 2 pounds of bacon cost me
$14.
$13, $14 last week. I'm up there looking at it. I used to get this bacon for double what it was for $7. And why? They're using the corn for doggone putting gas in your car.
Well, you know, I listened to a program last week. This woman was talking about the internet. And, you know, the invasion of our privacy with the cell phones and the Internet accounts. And she talked about how when we go to the grocery store and use these cards that, you know, give us an advantage discount,
right.
that all of that has been gathered.
Well, that's metadata. That's all that is. I mean, I said that last week. That's metadata. That's what that does.
Mm-hmm.
What she said is, in time, you will see that people will be rationed.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they will say, oh, you bought, you know, X amount of, you know, carbohydrates this week.
Hey, we're, sis, we're going to get interrupted by the news here, so I don't want you to be in mid-sentence. So hang on. 261, you'll be next when we come back up or call back in. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger, the head of the National Security Agency, explaining today at least a little
how programs that allow it to look into your phone records are keeping the nation safe.
In recent years, the information gathered from these programs provided the U.S. government with critical leads to help prevent over 50 potential terrorist events in more than 20 countries around the world.
And that's General Keith Alexander. ABC's Vic Ratner was there.
Intelligence officials gave few details about the terrorist plots they said had been disrupted and referred obliquely to intelligence from other sources being involved. General Keith Alexander says one of the plots disrupted involved a plan to blow up the New York Stock Exchange, another to bomb New York subways.
Opponents say the programs are unconstitutional. The G8 summit in Northern Ireland has ended without much movement on the crisis in Syria.
No solutions on Syria emerged at this summit. None were expected. But there is agreement, even with Russia, that the bloody civil war should be settled not with weapons, but in peace talks in Geneva.
ABC's Ann Compton. That's the Afghan military band playing at an event to mark something very significant for that country, and that is the country's national anthem. You're hearing forces are taking the lead in security from the U.S.-led NATO coalition. The U.S. and the Taliban, meanwhile, will be talking face-to-face in an effort to find a political solution to nearly 12 years of war in Afghanistan. U.S. officials say it's the first step toward a full Taliban renouncement of links with al-Qaeda. New home construction up almost 7% last month. The Commerce Department says that's down from April, and Mother Nature may be the reason why.
We did see some pretty violent weather in May, and so I think that is reflected in the fact that the starts were good, but not great.
Economist David Crow with the National Association of Home Builders. This is ABC News.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky, like when you slide into a rock star parking spot or get a great table at that hot new restaurant. But luck won't protect you from identity theft. And that's why Identity Guard offers top-rated identity theft protection for less than a dollar a day. Act now and get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Get it now for less than a dollar a day at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
It's a sign of the high-tech times we live in. Some new words inspired by computers and digital devices are changing the landscape of our language.
In a snapshot of the growing impact of social media, the respected Oxford English Dictionary has added the word tweet to its lexicon as both a noun and a verb, defining it as a posting on Twitter and to use Twitter. Dictionary officials did it without fanfare, quietly announcing the move in a posting on their website. But in doing so, they broke their own rule against adding a word before it had been used for 10 years. Other new inductees include Flash Mob, Live Blog, Mouse Over, Crowdsourcing, E-Reader, and Geekery. Karen Chase, ABC News.
It may be time to revise the history book. Scientists say a wooden beam extending from the floor of Northern Lake Michigan may have been there for centuries, trying to determine whether it's part of the Griffin, the first European-style ship to sail on the Upper Great Lakes. The Griffin disappeared in 1679. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I need to protect
It's avocado season only at Subway, and it all starts at breakfast. Try the hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add rich, creamy avocado to your favorite breakfast sandwich. It's one tasty addition to any morning. Subway, build your better breakfast.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600, WSOM.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack.
RubyJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He is Sweet Jack. He is Sweet Jack. He is Sweet Jack. SweetJack.com.
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
Hey!
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
But we're going to see it. What you say, Trace? I think that we're going into Syria.
Wait a minute. I got to go back to the call when I first came in.
Yeah.
If you look at African Americans played an integral part of electing President Barack Obama.
Absolutely.
You have to look at how the Electoral College makes you. It was all about getting out the black vote. That's what all the voter suppression was all about.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could not create another historical moment to get people to stand back in line to vote again. So they had to create a cause to make people to go and put that kind of time in.
Right.
And so they mobilized the vote falsely under a false pretense so that people would do that. And people need to know just how important their vote was.
No doubt about it.
As African Americans. And so what's going on, the President Obama getting in the White House had everything to do with African Americans.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
If they had turned out like they did in previous elections.
Percentage-wise, black vote was higher than the white vote.
Don't you think the youth vote was very significant as well?
Not as much. You couldn't count the youth vote. You could count the black vote because of the concentrated areas of where people live. Remember, they still live in a segregated market. Youth vote is across the board, and it's very, very inclement. You don't know how to click their buzzers. They actually were a structure on top of the foundation.
And 261, your mic is hot too as well.
All right. Good afternoon, Tracy and Jeff.
Hold on, 261. Hold on. Go ahead.
What did you say, Diane?
You. I want to be respectful. Who do you want?
You.
You.
Oh, okay. But this food issue, I thought, it's in disbelief that, you know, people who are getting assistance, that we are providing assistance to them, are going to have freedom.
Yeah.
And we, who are paying our bills, are going to be limited because they're going to look at our health care.
You're looking at this wrong. And that's where Republicans get in trouble. You're looking at this wrong. The society at large makes people have to become indigent to survive.
Yeah.
Not because they want to, but because the system makes it that way. Because they do not help you as you're trying to climb out of the hole. They're not giving you a rope to climb up on it and tie knots inside the rope to help you. It will help you up. If anything, they pour oil on it and give you some oil and some saran wrap so you can slide back down. And so because people who need to have assistance, we need to be there for them. And there are people who need assistance.
Oh, I agree.
But what I'm saying, but those other people in the middle, they make it to where they don't. We reward people who don't work. We reward indigents. We reward lazy. And And so we need to retweak our communication when we say that. What we need to do is we need to have a common sense approach for everyone.
Well, what I'm concerned about are these immigrants that are going to come in and be entitled to all this assistance.
But you,
we can't support that.
But you have to understand that immigrants are already raping the systems of the assistance anyhow, because we have spent billions of dollars telling them to come over here and how to get on the assisted program.
Right.
Yes.
So they're not going to put a more burden on the system. We invited them over indirectly, did not sway them from coming. And now that they're here, we have to also look at if we send everybody back, and I think this is where Styx and I totally disagree. Mm. Remember, they come across the border pregnant.
On purpose.
Those children are now citizens. You can't send them anywhere.
Well, if they would revise the law and say that, I mean, anybody could be traveling anywhere and give birth to a child, and that shouldn't be the law.
But that's not the law. That's the Constitution. And see, we already have the problem. The problem is most of the people that are here already have citizens as children.
Well, I was going to say, you look at our military people. You know, the families could, you know, be traveling with the military people, and they could be in another country and give, you know, the women give birth. But we claim those as ours.
But that's not why. But you got to realize that's because we don't want to go anywhere else. You understand? Everybody wants to be an American.
Well,
I'm not trying to be German.
Of course, too, if you're born in a German hospital, you're German. But if you're born in a military hospital, you are, and that's military ground is actually that country's ground, just like it is for a ambassador.
Maybe we're going to have to set up something at the border and call it like a
that's the
neutral zone.
The whole problem with the whole immigration problem is that we don't want to do anything to tighten the borders. Because when we gave amnesty back in, I think, 83, under Reagan, there were only 2 million illegals, and we gave them amnesty. We didn't do anything about the borders, and we were supposed to. And here we are, you know, 30 years later, with 11 million.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, our eyes should be open when we look at this Zarnev family, if we see all the assistance that they receive, and yet they're still... not appreciative of America.
It's not that they're not appreciative. The people that your grandchildren and your great grandchildren and your nieces and nephews, they are not appreciative of America. I mean, look at the patriotic spirit that these kids have today. They don't even know who the president is and who the vice president is. They have no idea what the heck's going on.
Well, I agree with you. There has been a real. I'm appalled. I am truly appalled that there has been such a dumbing down of America when we had such, you know, I had wonderful education. My mother went to, a little country school, but she was better educated than I was. And I have a master's degree.
That's because we had a different form. We allowed this. This is America. Mm-hmm. The people allowed this to happen. We allowed money and our own personal self-satisfaction to get in front of our common sense and our belief and our faith. We allowed racism to erode our society as long as it was us four and no more and it didn't touch me. We allowed drugs to permeate our society as long as it didn't hit my neighborhood. We allowed, you know, children to have babies and reward them for having babies as long as it wasn't in my house. Now we have to take ownership of what we did as Americans.
Crazy.
Yes,
you're coming, man, right now.
You stole my thunder.
Hold on a second. Did I what?
You stole my thunder.
No. Hold on, local call. Let me pull Paul up.
Okay.
What, Paul?
Crazy, you
what
stole
thunder?
My thunder. But I wanted to say, Jeff, I mean, I appreciate you taking a stand, but what that guy was telling you, that you were just a black man. He didn't care anything about your political belief or nothing.
Sure
he
didn't.
Said you were a black man, period. That's what he was telling you.
So you did it.
Huh?
Well, so I'm responsible for doing it. You're right.
I might have been the one to do it, but he was telling you that you was a black man. And then you had the other caller that said that Barack Obama wants to destroy this country. I can't understand how anybody who wants to believe that a man who's going to receive a check for the rest of his life from a country that he wants to destroy. That absolutely makes no sense to me.
Okay. He doesn't want to destroy. Remember, President Obama said he was going to change the fundamental value of this country.
He said he was going to fundamentally change America.
That's what they figured a black man was going to do. But what we found out is that the black man and the white man is in the same boat. There's no black causes. The black man wants to be like the white man. So when he got in office, he couldn't change nothing because why should he be the one to change it? Why should I be the one to change it? Change what?
No, he did change it, though, Doc. And that's the whole problem. He changed it
a
whole
casual,
lot.
And it's Wait a minute, he's casual.
No, you're not understanding what's going on. And that's what that's
everything
what
is the same.
No, it's not. Not at all. No, there's never been a time when the IRS went after and won an election for the president of the United States by stopping the opposition from reorganizing. There's never been a time like
when this great country is being started, all these things were going to be. That's why this country was started. We are going to be we are going to be a government under this government. That's when they first got established. Now, we wasn't a part of it in the early days, but now we are a part of it. And you can see, we're either all going to be on board or you're going to be outside looking in, period.
There ain't going to be nothing to look in on that you're going to want.
They bring in foreigners in as we speak now to do the work that you ain't going to do. And you know you ain't picking no cotton, and you know you ain't picking no beans. I don't even care if you got
Paul. There's already a program established for workers program for people who are coming in from other countries to do that.
That's what I'm saying. But we're not going to do it.
But listen, it's not about what we're not going to do. But the problem is, there is no plan to make a legal passageway for people to become American citizens. And what they do is they come in, a lot of them are terrorists and or drug running.
Hey,
a lot of them.
This country, who owns this country? Who owns the United States of America right now? You guys are the smart ones. Y'all know all this stuff. Y'all know who owns the United States right now.
Okay.
It ain't us.
That's because you gave it away.
Foreign entities own this country now, period.
Well,
you know that.
In free trade agreements, we've had this happen before. Don't forget, Japan owned a whole lot of New York for a good while, and then guess what? They could not maintain it. They couldn't maintain
it.
And huh?
Who bought it back?
The people in the United States.
The ones that ain't got nothing?
No, it's not the point. The point is that the Japanese bought it and then didn't know what to do with it.
That's the thing I'm talking about. You ain't got to worry about nobody taking this over or what it's going to be like. You're going to be like I always said before. You're about as free right now as you ever going to be, so you better enjoy it while you can.
Paul, let me tell you something. If you voted for this gentleman that's in the White House right now,
President of the United States. Go ahead.
Can I finish? This is what you voted for.
Yes,
you voted. You voted to go back into slavery, and this is why. Because if you look at what has happened to the middle class for the past 4 years, it has shrunk at an alarming rate. Okay.
You gotta
now,
remember,
why
the middle class? The middle class got started when people was not afraid to die. These folks today.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You don't have people fighting. You don't have people willing to stand up for anything anymore, willing to sacrifice for anything anymore. So, therefore, you're either going to have the rich and the poor, period.
Jeff, you might as well just let me get it out. Hey, the number is 347-945-2-2-9.
I just bought 3 new cars, so I'm happy for America. God bless America.
God bless America.
And that's the problem.
Talk more about that Bilderberger society.
It depends on what you want to know because it's not, you know, I don't think it's bigger than that myself, but I understand what you're saying.
That's
where Tracy and I will disagree. But to talk about it is sort of like fruitless if you're not going to follow what's really going on with it.
Well, my understanding is that they want to bring about the one world
one world government.
Absolutely.
One world currency.
Right.
And they keep having these summits, and it seems interesting that their summits occur close to the time of these G8 summits.
Absolutely. It's not by coincidence.
Right.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering, what the tie-in is. And I had heard that, Tracy, you and I had talked that General Petraeus was attending this one, which was a shocker to me.
Why?
Don't be shocked.
I mean, you can't be shocked by anything that anybody goes to. And this is something that we have not learned how to do. Either you're going to play with inside the rules that are there, or you're not going to play at all. The question is, can you make it? Can you influence while you're there? Because things are going to happen no matter what, and no one person can stop them. You might be able to slow them, deter them, or take them off of where they're headed, but they're going in that direction, whether you like it or not. But you don't have to go with your eyes wide shut.
Well, you know, when he was caught in this scandalous situation.
Who?
Petraeus.
I thought that maybe that meant that he had like fallen, you know, from grace, and I didn't think he really had, you know, much of an influence anymore. So
that's
when I heard that he was involved in this, it just kind of
That's a conspiracy. I mean, you know, anybody can get caught in anything, and you never know who knew what, because everybody knows what's going on. The question is, when do I tell it?
Well, I think they were trying to silence him about anything with Benghazi.
Oh,
well,
it's bigger than that.
Benghazi will be its own
it's bigger
thing.
Than that.
But
I mean, because if that's the case, they'd have gone after those whistleblowers.
I'm gonna
bring that paper in today.
Yeah, but don't go anywhere. We're gonna pay a couple bills, and we're gonna be right back. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Tracy in the air chair and myself, Jeff Winner, with her 330-781-9600. See ya.
Howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love. If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming. But Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique. with a fine art limited edition print, signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Tracy in the air chair, as long as myself, Mr. Jeff. How y'all doing out there? And we still have my girl on the phone here on WSOM 600 AM, here at 25 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, the 18th of June. And this is finally looking like summertime out here. I hope
Not yet.
We got three more days.
You know, it's bigger than three more days. The weather has to be warm at night. We haven't had some hot nights.
We haven't had no hot nights.
We ain't had no hot nights.
I've been freezing at night.
Right.
With a fan
on. It's nice to have it. But, you know,
I'm happy because my electric bill is down because, you know, I got all electric house and I got to use air conditioning.
Get your electric bill. I need to have the heat. Trying to crank it up. Get, you know, I'm looking for a hot stuff. I went out to see Dr. Mason, and you got to go out and see him. He is so thorough.
Mm.
I was so impressed with his office. And, you know, I can't wait to get him back on here. I'm probably going to embarrass him when he does.
Mm.
He is so thorough. I actually went to see him as a patient yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was so very, very impressed with him and his thoroughness, the time that he spent, and the knowledge that he has on total wellness. So that you not only fix your problem, but he just doesn't throw a pill at it and a prescription and say, come back, you know, in 3 weeks. And I have to appreciate that.
I know that's right. I know that's right. But, you know, I need to go to the naturopath as well and get myself balanced out here because I know that that's what's up.
And, you know, he talked about how, you know, getting balanced. I just want to give him a shout-out, Doc Mason. We'll give you the information. We'll start running some commercials for him.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of. Now, is your name Diane?
Deanna.
I was close. It had a D.
Mm-hmm.
it was an alphabet. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. The build, I think it's bigger than that. I think the, because you remember when the Bilderbergers first started coming around, it was like no one knew anything about it. And then after a while, they said, okay, yeah, we're here, but you still can't come in.
Mm-hmm.
But then they let people in there that don't have any power. That's why I say it's bigger than that, because a lot of times you can have people sitting behind the mantle, calling the shots for the people inside of the room, and yep. them never be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say that it's bigger than that.
Well, you know, we talk about the puppet master, you know, who's really pulling the strings. We do have people who appear, you know, on the stage, but you just wonder, you know, who's writing the script? You know, what is, what's behind all of this?
But see, my concern is not who's behind it. My concern is why won't Americans wake up and say, you know what, I'm not going to walk myself into a gas chamber.
That's what we're doing. And just like the last gentleman that called, you know, good guy, but doesn't get it because he does not understand when a government uses its power to control a certain segment of it, that that's the beginning of totalitarianism, which we've been telling you who that this person is and his beginnings in the first place. Now, the Bilderbergers and all of these secret societies, they're the face of the people that you can't see. And the Bilderbergers were once very invisible themselves, but you know, you think you got to think about it. You know, they set the agenda for whatever's going to happen politically in the world. And they're going to allow or disallow what's going to go. And if we, the people, don't realize that, and especially the Christians, you know, God's church is not going to get dogged out. Let's put it that way. They're not going to be done, not the church itself,
well,
not the true church.
Wait a minute. They ain't going to get dogged out, but, you know, but they will get up. They will bruise their knee.
Oh, well, they get tribulation. You won't get tribulations. God never promised the rose garden all the time, not until you get back to the garden. But
I think warning after warning is being, you know, sounded for us to you know, pay attention. And you think, like with the Bilderberger Society, they must feel fairly confident in their power and their control of,
they should.
Of the issues. Because they're becoming more
they're not
more public.
They're not many more. I mean, they always have been. They, you know, they were raised to be confident. Their children are royalty. They walk in to be confident. They don't have to. They're always confident. There's nothing that you can do with that power.
I know, but you can see, like, the ego, you know, emerging, that once. Maybe there was some timidity that, you know, like, we better be a little careful.
Absolutely not.
About, well, years back, you didn't hear all.
You didn't have the internet.
Well, that's true.
The Trilateral Commission, the Illuminati, you didn't have any of that. It was always talked about, you know, but there was no research. And so now they've just taken themselves off the grid, and now they're so far up the chain. I mean, you got to realize how much money these people we're talking about. We can't even fathom the money that they have. I was reading a chart about the wealthiest people in the world. They're so far off the chart, you can't even count them.
Yeah, when you're talking about that,
and the poor people are so far below the chain, you can't even see them.
Well, I just saw where George Soros' brother Paul passed away, and they were talking about he had a philanthropic. I'm trying to think. I think his interest was for immigrant children. He wanted to encourage them to have education, and so he put a lot of his money into that philanthropic venue. And they talked about him, and I'm thinking, this is George Soros' brother, because they just very wealthy. You know, you figure wherever they learned, you know, how to manage money. Those two brothers were very, very successful. Like you said, you know, you talk about these people on the Forbes list, and we can't even, you know.
No, that's not the Forbes. That's not the Forbes list. The people that we're talking about don't go on the Forbes list.
Yeah, this is true.
This is beyond Forbes.
You can't even see them because they diversify and they hide so much, and they may own tons and tons of real estate or. All types of other things that they can turn over at any time and get billions of dollars, but they by reason they control the politic, the world system, and that's what we're dealing with, and that's what we're dealing with biblically as well as naturally.
When you look at the World Bank, mm-hmm. The guy who was the French guy who was going to be in part of the World Bank, but then the maid said that he raped her, and then they said that she lied. And then he stepped down, and then everything went off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that works?
Yes.
How is it I get accused of rape? Now, Mike Tyson gets accused of rape.
Yeah, and go.
And Mike Tyson's a boxer. Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant gets accused of rape. As a matter of fact, you got a young man named Kennedy. He gets accused of rape, gets acquitted for rape, and he goes off the grid and becomes a doctor. And you no longer hear about him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that Kobe Bryant can go walk away? Mike Tyson can get accused of rape. Did he get convicted of it? No.
Yes, I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did. He spent some time.
Mm-hmm. I think he did.
How does that work? That one person can, it goes off the grid, one person's lying, one person's not lying. We know about the others, but we have not heard about the little French man who had the little, with the chambermaid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they let you know what they want you to know, and we need to be... keep our eyes open.
Well, look at our president who was involved with the young lady. There was evidence.
Who, President Clinton?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but that was the difference between him and this is President Clinton.
Well, he was Father of the Year. Did you see where he was awarded Father of the Year?
Yes.
Now that's a good one. Who gave him a Father of the Year award?
Father's Day. He was Father. Yeah, you didn't know that.
Did it? Why?
I'm trying to think, Jeff. I can't recall.
Oh, is that because they found out he had a black child somewhere?
No, just that he was an epitome of fatherhood. That he was a role model for men to emulate.
Oh my God! If I emulate. I want you to take my own gun.
I'm going to tell you like I
told Sid. I want
you
to take my own gun and shoot me with it.
I'm going to tell you like I told Sid. I don't have a problem with him being father, because father is different than husband. Now, if they made him husband of the year, I might have a little problem. I don't know his relationship
with
husband.
You can't be a good father if you're a bad husband. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Single fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Who are no longer with their parents, their wives, can they still be good fathers?
Yes.
So what is the difference?
Because they don't have the relationship to deal with.
Okay.
If you take on the responsibility of a wife and you're not doing whatever.
Okay, Jeff. Now, hold on. Now, my relationship with my husband.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows what relationship that Bill and Hillary have. What kind of, we need to be. He might be the best dad in the world and the best husband in the world, even if he got Lewinsky's hanging around the poolside.
Well,
I'm not saying from a biblical standpoint. I'm talking about the relationship that they have.
But my take on that is, if you don't have respect and regard for somebody else's young daughter, and she was young, at that time.
She wasn't that young. She was.
Well,
listen, she was young. She was young enough.
She was in her 20s.
Wait a minute, Jeff, she was young enough to know that I think I'm going to hold on to this nasty dress.
Yeah.
She was told to hold on to that dress older bitty woman.
So the question is, why did somebody come and tell me to hold on to a dress and I do it if I was so young?
Because she's playing a game that she could have got killed for.
I think she was very naive.
People died around the Clintons. What are you talking about?
So why they tell her to hold on to the dress? Yeah.
The lady, what's her name? The other secretary.
Yeah,
the other secretary.
She wasn't a secretary. She was a reporter.
No, she was not. She was that wasn't the reporter that told her to hold the dress.
No,
it was the other secretary that was mentoring her.
Yeah, I remember she had like a either gray or blonde hair and a
boy
cut. I remember seeing her, and I think she was working. In the government. I'm trying to think, what was her name?
So the dress is going to keep her from getting... See, that's why Scandal is such a good movie.
Well, yeah,
it's all about the Clintons.
It'll keep her... It was her life insurance policy.
The dress was her life insurance
absolutely.
Policy?
Absolutely.
Jeff.
What do you mean?
If I kill you, I don't know what a dress is.
Oh, no. You kill me, and that dress is somewhere where it can be brought out to light. You go to jail for murder.
Jeff.
That's how it works.
That's
how it works. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes.
You don't keep no nasty dress.
Well, it's just not.
Well,
you said nasty dress now.
That's a nasty dress.
Well, that's nasty. That ain't nasty.
She didn't get it cleaned. That's a nasty dress.
No, she
dress.
Was going to get it cleaned, and the lady said, no, don't get
that's
it cleaned.
That's a nasty dress.
You better hold on to that, because that's evidence.
That's what you call, what they call it, memorabilia.
Trophy.
That's what you call memorabilia.
I'm getting embarrassed now, so let's
that's what that is. I mean, seriously,
no.
You don't keep no nasty dress.
Yes, you do. You do if you want to stay alive in that game.
They wasn't going to take her out.
What you mean they wasn't going to take her out?
They wasn't going to take
Please.
Her out. Please. They didn't take out Paula. What's her name? What's that other
one?
No,
they didn't need to take
Paula
her
Jones.
Out.
Paula Jones. And the number is 347-945-529. They didn't take out Paula Jones.
What is it?
Paula Jones.
347-945-5229.
That's what I said.
You didn't get the 5229 out.
Oh, you just missed it.
Yeah, I did.
You just missed it.
I can't speed here.
Oh.
Well, listen, have a wonderful day.
Have a good day. And thanks a lot. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Jeff, I can't do that. Didn't you just choke it with the cookie jar? You just messed it up.
No, you can't mess around. No, Clinton. People died around the Clintons.
So what? People die every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that had nothing to do with it. They don't die around the same person every day.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They just like funerals.
Name it. Name who else the people died around like that?
I just want to know if scandal is the Clintons. That's all I want to know. I want to know if scandal is the Clintons.
Who would the girl be, though?
Condoleezza Rice.
It'd be Bush and Clinton.
No, the girl was, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about. Donna Brazile.
Donna Brazile was the thing secretary. No.
Donna Brazile was the chairman of Gore's campaign.
Yeah, okay.
Donna Brazile was Kerry Washington. I got my own soap opera going on here.
1-347-945-5229.
Don't you think?
Donna
Brazile was Kerry Washington, and Bill Clinton, and the president was Bill Clinton, and the wife was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, well, it could be.
And Huck, we don't know who he is, and they don't know. We don't know who these people are. Let me leave these people alone before.
That's right. Leave them alone because we're going to break anyway.
I can't start my car in a minute.
Afternoon of Tracy and Friends. We'll be back after this, y'all.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. The Youngstown police sergeant who was accused of soliciting sex from a 14-year-old girl has been fired. Robert Lodwich was off the job as of last Friday. Lodwich was investigating the rape of a girl he is now accused of soliciting for sex. Investigators said Lodwich also had naked pictures of the girl. Lodwich is still in jail on $100,000 bond. A Sharon woman was killed in a crash yesterday afternoon in Brookfield Township. The Highway Patrol says 73-year-old Carmen Maldonado Iraq was a passenger in a vehicle that was broadsided. The driver, 32-year-old Fadia Iraq, was seriously injured. Troopers say their SUV was struck by a Hummer that passed through a red light. Police in Niles are looking for a man who used a shotgun loaded with deer slugs to shoot open an ATM. The crime happened around 1:20 Monday morning. Video shows the masked man breaking into the machine, but police say he was unable to get to the cash. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Lot Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the Virtual Auto Showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow. Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
At the Law Office of J.M. Shade, we focus on estate planning for the elderly and people with special needs. We'll help you find a way to pay for long-term health care, write your will, and set up a trust to avoid probate. Estate planning is essential for everyone. Don't delay and leave your family to deal with the stress after you're gone. Show them you care. Call us today, 866-606-6187. That's 866-606-6187. 6187. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, next week I won't be here, right?
No, I don't know nothing about it.
Okay. You, I won't
Why didn't you tell me ahead of time?
Because I'm going on vacation.
You didn't tell me?
I did.
I'm leaving.
I'm going on vacation.
I'm going out of town.
No,
bye.
No, I'm going on vacation next week.
Well, nobody will be here.
I need to know if we got $100 million.
Do who get it?
If the president's going to spend $100 million on vacation.
I mean, we don't have that in our till, from what I understand.
Is that in the budget?
No, I don't think we got quite. I don't think we have quite a hundred.
I need to. Yes, yeah, I'm serious. I got issues. Seriously.
It was going to be
347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I need to know how I get $100 million.
You run as president and say, hope and change. And then you can go on $100 million vacations with your wife and kids. But you don't have a wife and kids.
I ain't got a husband, but I got a dog and a mom.
Dog? No, I don't know. That's old. It qualifies. We give you $80 million. We give you $80 million to go.
How about this? Why don't y'all just give me a couple hundred dollars and I'll hook it? I'll take care of it.
Why don't you give me $1 million and
No, I said $100,000, Jeff. You, as a matter of fact, you can give me a couple dollars. You got $5?
I need $1 million to hang. Okay.
Man, Jeff.
I need $1 million to pay bills.
Do you realize what $100 million will do for a vacation? What can you do with a Klondike bar? Tell me.
What do you do?
You know, he's going to Africa. There's not that much money in Africa to spend $100 million. I'm serious. They trying to tell $100 million in some budgets over there, the whole budget for the whole nation. Why in the world, when we are in the fix that we're in?
Wait, he has the G8, and they're putting extra security on him at the G8. Because they said they had more.
He going on a $100 million vacation.
More threats. Because, when we start talking about some things, I think there's just as many people on the side of good that have money as the side of evil.
I agree.
Okay, and I think that when you have that, you have the capability of somebody getting, you know, like really, really crazy or something. You know, they're laughing. I can't even keep a straight face while you laughing.
I'm just saying, I just want to know how I can get $100 million.
I don't know.
I can get $100 million to go, you know, just to pay. What would you do with $100 million, Jeff? Would you go on vacation? I mean, seriously.
If I had $100 million, you know what I would do?
If you had access to $100 million, would you spend it? Especially when you know America is in the situation that it's in.
No. I mean, if I was in his position or
yeah.
a position, no.
Would you do that?
No way.
Why not?
Because it wouldn't be right to do that under those circumstances. You know, I don't understand that. It's not needed. I mean, you shouldn't do it, but he doesn't care. Understand, you're dealing with a sociopath. I hate to say this. The president is a sociopath.
He's not a sociopath.
He is a sociopath.
He is not, Jeff. He's
How do you sit up there and watch guys get blown up, sodomized, everything in Benghazi, go to bed and say, you all deal with it? Hmm?
Jeff, he didn't do that.
He sure he did.
No, he didn't.
Well, you have to think of your own, because I ain't with it.
I want to talk. USA Today had an article about the whistleblowers yesterday.
Yeah,
it was on the front page, and I meant to bring it in, and I forgot. But I want to switch over to this. I need people to wake up about this NSA IRS issue. I know we're looking at national security, Jeff. But this is way beyond national security.
As far as the NSA stuff?
The NSA stuff.
Oh, way beyond. Look at this. When the one world government comes into being, they're going to need somewhere to store information on everybody in the world.
So, Jeff, let me do my conspiracy thing, and I want folks to call in on this. And again, and I'm not trying to be – I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm Tracy. I'm not. So don't blame me for what Jeff says, because Jeff is special.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a you collect data from all of the people in the United States of America based upon their internet and their phones. You tie their health care to your tax system.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that it's okay in the sense of efficiency, national security, and your health. Do you not think that you're setting yourself up for demise? Because if the wrong, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say President Obama is a bad man. So I'm not going to say that. So I'm going to say he's a good guy, and he would never use it against you. I'll say that. So what happens if you get another cluck in there? He might not be as nice as President Obama. Because if they say if Bush instituted and President Obama put it on steroids, tell me what does the next cluck come in there and do? It puts it on acceleration and beyond?
He doesn't really have to do anything but use it.
So,
and that's what he's going to do.
So tell me why we are not paying attention to the system, and they want it to be so secret, they never wanted you to know just how much data they had on you. And you say, well, in the case of national security, we needed this. What happens when you get the wrong person in there?
Like we said the other day, was that Monday just? I say, we have the wrong person in there because they've already done it. They've affected a relation by using that information.
The whole election. But no, Jeff, they didn't do that. Say they didn't do that.
Say they didn't do that. Okay, they didn't do that. It doesn't feel right. I lied. I repent. I have to get down on my knees and ask God to forgive me. But anyway, listen. Okay, say that this is that.
That's what I'm saying.
People don't realize this. This is what the danger of not knowing is. This is the danger of being aloof is. And so and not realizing that this government is supposed to be of, for, and by the people. That's why they haven't taught that in the last 20 years in the schools, so you don't know that. And so now you have a bunch of kids' head full of mush going along saying, I trust Obama. I think he's doing great. Don't you think? Who's the vice president? I don't know. Valley girls, Valley boys, don't know nothing.
I got issues.
You got issues.
I got issues. Hey,
we got punked by Putin yesterday. Did you see that?
He stole somebody's ring, didn't he? I
he
heard.
Stole a Super Bowl ring.
Did
that's
he really?
True.
Is that true?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
he didn't. Don't be messing
he
with the
He took the man's Super Bowl ring. Yes,
didn't
he
give
did.
It back?
Didn't give it back.
I mean, how did he take it off his finger? How did that happen?
He gave it to him to hold, and he just walked away with it.
So what does that
and
mean?
And how you going to take it off of him? Because he's a diplomat. You can't get near
him. What do you mean you can't get near him?
Can't get back near him anyway.
Well, but didn't you ask? I mean, no, wait a minute. Hold on, Jeff. Give me your ring. if you give me your ring, before you leave out the room, shouldn't I ask for it back?
I would say. I think he did, but he didn't give it back to you. I don't know the whole story. I heard parts of it, but I've been in so much pain, I haven't been able to deal with it.
Is the Taliban going to stand down?
No.
Just checking.
How are you going to stand by it down when your organization is built on the premise? Organization is built on the premise. What's that?
CNN said President Obama's his ratings have gone down like 7 points.
He's down to 40%.
45 on CNN.
Oh, 45 on CNN. That means it's 38 anyplace
CNN.
Else.
You can't go down on the president on CNN.
Yeah, you can.
How do you, MSNBC, I bet you he's at 60.
I know. No, he can't be. Because what's his name?
He ain't got a tinkle no more?
No, his legs stopped tingling about a year ago.
No.
Yeah.
No, because what's her name? The lady on there with the no earrings that look like a man.
Oh, Rachel Maddow.
Her. She's still got a tinkle.
Oh, well, she's got a twinkle, hoping that, well, one day he'll do something to make me be able to marry who I want to marry. And local caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
It's here.
I got an easy question, but it might not be an easy answer. You know, you guys really are good at putting out the information and informing the public. I listen to the show every day for a long time.
Thank you.
But I have a question, and I never get an answer to this question. Is you say, Tracy says things like, well, how long are we going to stand around until somebody does something? But what are we supposed to do? I don't understand. Are you just saying maybe vote for the other party? Is
no.
That
no.
No.
No, not
no.
at all.
I want to tell you what we need to do. One, we need to self-educate. We need to begin, you know, every time that the American people try to coalesce and to gather, somebody comes and turns it into a racial and or an economic situation or dismantles it. They do not want the American people to unite. And
oh,
we,
I agree with that.
And we need to no tea parties, just common people with common good. Right now, President Obama was very good at putting together neighborhood gathering sites. He was very good at that. We need to do the same. We need to go do that, and just as Americans, not as political people, but just as and informing each other of what's going on in our local school board, how the process actually works, understanding the Democrat and the Republican process. They mirror each other. They are the same. We need to learn.
You're saying from the bottom up.
Yeah, you need to go from the bottom up for that. Because only with an educated electorate and pulling our resources together, if it's nothing but $5 a month, saying everybody's going to chip in $5, and this $5 we're going to organize our own, not political party, but our own funding source for candidates at the school board level or at the mayor's level or at the city council or at the councilman level, at the county level, and we're going to work this way all the way up. And so when precinct committee people – once you learn the process and you say, you know what, I'm going to become, I believe in the platform of the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. Because some people, you might believe that.
System, how many people in this system are out of line or corrupt or whatever? Because you know, you got a bunch of people involved in all those different levels right now.
The problem is the people are not corrupt. You only need one or two. You only need one or two with an agenda. You know, if you want to change your school district, you need to actually run a whole slate of school board candidates. If you want to change your township, you want to run a whole slate of township trustees.
And
then hold them accountable and learn how to hold them accountable, because they got 2 years and out, or they got 4 years and out. If not, we'll recall you. You got to go to break?
Yeah, we got to go to news.
Listen, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'll finish that commentary when I come back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.traceyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The military is already preparing to open the front lines of combat up to women. And in 30 minutes from now, the Pentagon will explain how it plans to do that.
There are only American men in this Afghan firefight, but 2 years from now, the Pentagon will start training women for the job. There could be female Navy SEALs a year later. This is a big change for the military. The Army and Navy will not lower strength and stamina standards to make it easier for women. Will officially join frontline troops for the first time.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. It's just a phone number, but the head of the National Security Agency today explained, although in limited detail, how access to that information may have saved a lot of lives. That includes thwarting a plan to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. More from ABC's Vic Ratner at the Capitol.
The alleged plot against the New York Stock Exchange involved an auto parts dealer in Kansas City. Khalid Ouazzani pleaded guilty in 2010 to conspiring to fund al-Qaeda. But the FBI's Sean Joyce says he was talking to an extremist in Yemen about something more sinister.
We found through electronic surveillance that they were actually in the initial stages of plotting to bomb the New York Stock Exchange.
Ouazzani was never charged with planning any attacks, but court records said over a period of years, Ouazzani and others discussed various ways they could support al-Qaeda. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The U.S. and Afghanistan will talk face-to-face in hopes of reaching a political end to the war in Afghanistan, which has lasted for 12 years. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
The main dialogue we want to support is among Afghans, but there are some issues we, the U.S., want to discuss with the Taliban directly, most notably our concerns about Taliban connections to international terrorism.
Reuters is reporting that those talks will begin on Thursday. We paid more for energy and less for food last month. The government says that drove consumer prices up slightly. The Dow is up 127 points. This is ABC News.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
When it comes to getting businesses, it's a battle of state against state.
Texas Governor Rick Perry has made no secret of his desire to get companies to relocate here to the Lone Star State. To that end, he's met with about 40 invited business leaders in Hartford, Connecticut.
It's about getting manufacturers or, for that matter, pharmaceuticals or financial folks to come to the state of Texas.
As for suggestions that he's laying the groundwork for another presidential run, Perry says
2016 will take care of itself.
One uninvited guest at Perry's sit-down was Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy. The two met privately. Both described it as a cordial meeting. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The FBI has resumed its search for the remains of former Teamsters union leader Jimmy Hoffa, last seen alive before a lunch meeting with two mobsters nearly 40 years ago. Federal agents returned today to a suburban Detroit field where they spent much of yesterday digging. A reputed mafia captain told his lawyer that Hoffa was buried beneath a concrete slab in a barn in the field. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit driveoneohio.com.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Jim, did you know that right now some retail banks around the country are allowing people to exchange ordinary paper dollars for real holding your hand silver?
What?
Yeah, I'm talking about walking into almost any ordinary bank in the U.S., then after a short and free transaction in many instances, bingo, walking out with a handful of real silver.
Banks are just handing out silver?
Yes, it's all part of a little-known loophole, although very few people know how to take advantage of it.
And anyone can try this? Exchange paper dollars for silver?
Yep, you don't even need an account with the bank.
Come on, there's got to be a catch.
Nope, no accounts to open, no personal information to give out. Listen, a former professional on Wall Street recently posted a free video online showing exactly how to do it. Just go to www.retirementsilver17.com and check it out. You won't believe how easy this can be. That website, again, is retirementsilver17.com. Retirementsilver, the number 17.com. www.retirementsilver17.com.
When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WFOM. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m., the latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WFOM.
We really need jobs. We've just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229.
I'm slipping in the darkness.
No,
Trace.
We're not. No,
Trace,
no,
Trace.
No, no.
Trace.
No. No. And I got to go back and answer my man's question.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I got to go back to this because I really want people to understand and want him to understand. It is the American electorate has to become informed. They don't have to become academically educated. But they have to become informed on the society in which they live and how to make it work for them.
Right.
The problem that we have is everybody knows our system but us.
That's right.
Immigrants come over here, and the reason why we're talking about immigration is because they have people sitting there representing them, pushing their agenda.
Well, let me ask you a question. See, what you say, I have no disagreement with you. You have to get informed. But the question is, how do you do that?
You start by pulling your resources. You see the Tea Party. The problem that I have with the Tea Party is that they're a great group of people who have no clue what they're doing. They just want good government. But they didn't take the time to figure it out. They found out how to win, but they didn't know how to make the wheels turn when they got there. So all they did was take oil and throw it on the engine and slow the car down, trying to find out how do you find the oil and where the dipstick is.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the problem with the Tea Party. So you have people like
Alan West.
Alan West is a great guy, but they should have never because we didn't know how the wheels worked. They should have never cut his lines to where he was going to get cut out. He should have never had a hard time getting reelected.
This is true.
So the Republicans did that to him themselves.
In Florida.
But then you need to understand that when you look at the states, every state has its own nuances, and you have to know how to work within the state you are in, and then know how it works federally, and then how it works locally, and how it actually matriculates up and down the system.
Well, this ain't going to happen in my lifetime.
Yes, it is.
Obviously.
Oh, it can't.
Yes, it is, because I think right now people want education, but and we have made it so complex when it's so simple. It's like, you know, I take it like salvation. You know, I believe in Jesus Christ, and they said there's no way that you could just believe on him, asking for forgiveness of sins, and mean it with your whole heart and confess with your mouth, and then it's done. People say that's just too easy, so it can't be true.
I have an easier time believing that than expecting change in the government. You know.
Well, check this out. Now, somebody in our chat room just said that you better start thinking about your own personal survival.
That's the problem.
Well, guess what? There's no such thing as your own personal survival. You have to become an evangelist for the truth of government. You have to be the one that tells your friend and your neighbor, you know what? Our country was built to be of, for, and by the people. Our government, excuse me, was supposed to be of, for, and by the people. We have to take it back over. We have to call our representative and tell him, do not vote for this, or else I'm never going to vote for you, and we're going to organize against you.
Jeff, now that's where you and I disagree.
Okay, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Me calling my representative and telling him I'm going to do that don't mean a hill of beans. But let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
But when I call my representative, and he knows that I've got 1,900 house parties from the blocks that I have.
That's what I'm saying. But you have to be the evangelist first and get those people. Then you start wielding your power so that by telling them, don't
now
vote.
That makes a difference.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That makes a difference.
I thought I kind of said that, but if not, I'll clarify. You must get somebody that understands what you're saying, and for them to understand it, you have to tell them the truth and show it to them. So I print out things and I get things, and I even take them to the people that are supporting the side that I don't believe in, and I tell them, look, this is what it is. Look at what's going on. Why can't you see that the middle class is shrinking quicker than it did under the last 8 years of Bush?
Because you talk too far over the head, Jeff.
That's what I'm saying. It may be, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, but you have to understand. They can't even see that people. The problem with people today is that they don't even see that they're on a hamster wheel. They actually think that they're on an escalator.
Oh, I believe it.
You can see it when you lose your job.
No. No, they don't see it when they lose a job because they got somebody else to blame for that.
Yeah, they blame the Republicans on that because it's easy. That Republican business owner. That, you know, I actually have friends that believe that there are no rich Democrats. I mean, they really, really believe that.
Well, I got people that believe that Democrat money is good and Republican money is bad.
It's bad. If the Republicans do anything for you, it's got to be written. No, they always mess up the business. They don't mess up the business. Their policies let business live. Now you have we're going to have 8 years right now of an EPA that is destroying business in America right now. It is they're killing them off left and right. Now, when a Republican takes back over and you get the aftermath of the destruction, 8 years of destruction by the EPA and other regulations that they're pressing on here, not to mention health care that's getting ready to really, really, we're really going to deal with something with this health care system.
Whoa, wait a minute, slow down, wait a minute. I got a news flash.
What happened?
Verizon's going to close their call center here in Boardman.
Verizon?
Yeah. Boardman, Ohio, Verizon will close its call center here by March 14th, the company was informed employees today. The call center is located behind the Verizon retail store on Boardman Canfield Road near the Honda store on 224.
Wow.
The telecommunication company has, they employ 381 employees at this call center. The operation will phase out in late August with the elimination of 65 marketing continuity positions. The retail store is slated to close as well. Whoa. Employees will be given opportunity to relocate or apply for different positions within the company in Ohio or outside the state.
Wow.
Severance packages will also be offered, according to media reports.
Now,
well, you know what?
Why?
I'm going to keep listening because I really truly believe that this station, or your program in particular, is actually one of the few voices of hope. As I go through the radio now, I don't find nobody even bringing up a lot of the stuff that you bring up here. I don't agree with everything you say, but
sure,
you don't have to.
It is very informative, and I don't really know what to do. But I'm going to keep listening. Maybe I'll get some ideas.
Well, get some ideas. Call me back with them, and let's put them together and make them work.
We'll make them work. Right. We'll work with you.
Because if I had $100 million, you'd see systemic change.
How we do it like this? Solidarity,
right
solidarity.
Right after the vacation.
No. I would do it before the vacation. Then while I was on vacation, watch it work. How's that? That just makes sense to me.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Have a good day.
267, you're in there.
I just like to make a comment that the problem with the African-American people is that they rely on politicians too much. You need to start to build different types of economic institutions outside of the realm of politics. You can't look for a politician to be your savior. And that's the problem. They don't have a cohesive type of community among their own people. And you have to build those institutions on your own. You have to have the levels of self-motivation to build those institutions. And that's the reason why you see these other ethnic groups, namely Asians, where you have a very small number of them actually in the realm of politics, yet their rates of income are currently higher than that of people who are Caucasian. And it's because they have these internal structures basically inside their neighborhoods where they're able to pull money. They're able to start small businesses because they have these things in place before they come to America.
Don't you think that's a mindset?
It's a mindset that African Americans have to develop.
Listen. Don't you realize that we will never develop that mindset as a cohesive unit
in America?
Yeah.
Or anywhere else in the world. I mean, I'm not here to blow smoke up. It's not going to happen. There will be some, but when I go and I look at my Asian friends and I look at their work ethic, and that when I know I have some friends who are nail technicians, and when I look at their family pattern, and when no one's in the store, how they're preparing for the next customer to come in, and how when they marry, they bring everybody together, and the son-in-law comes in and he works in the store just like the father-in-law, and they all work together, and they bring their friends and their family in here from Vietnam, and it's a family unit, and they work 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they get tired, but they take off very, 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 very family is very important, but they take off very, very little. And it's all about getting to where they're trying to go. And they go to school full time while they're doing this, and they support one another. Do you really think that's going to happen?
Well, it was a person named Marcus Garvey. But Marcus Garvey proposed that African Americans needed to go back to Africa and make a connection to Africa. And that the only way you really gain anything in America is you have to have some type of, you have to have a type of identity in which you have a nationality. That's one thing that African Americans do not have. They do not have a nationality.
2013. Bring it forward. I don't know about your family, but let's look just internally at the family dynamic and be real about it. If I took all the skills of all my family members, just a part of my cousins, my aunts and my uncles, and my nieces and my nephews, and put them and took all the resources and built a business and started working together, we would be billionaires in the next 10 years. And we can't decide where we want to have a family reunion and who we want to come. Let's make this real.
Yes, but part of the reason why that doesn't happen is because a lot of people do not have a sense of identity of self. In any racial group, you're going to have people that have more talent than others. Certain people are going to excel, and certain people are not going to excel. The problem is when you have an ethnic group that happens to be in a state where it's being marginalized the way that African Americans have been in the past, you have to have more of a cohesive unit going forward. You can't have this gap between people who are wealthy, who are black, who have no sense of an obligation to people who are poor.
People, listen, the problem with black African Americans is that we have conditioned them to not want to work. Let's be real about this. We've conditioned a good populace of the society that they want to get paid, but they don't want to work. They want to party hard. They want to smoke their reefer. They don't want to put the time in to get out what they want to get in. They want to go and get it out just like TV. And let's be honest about that. We can't even get our young men to pull their pants up and put a belt on to go down to the grocery store and ask to be a bag person or to stock shelves. Get there on time. You can't. Hold on. You can't get a young lady to go and work at the grocery counter, pull her hair back, cut her nails down, get there on time and do the job. We need to be honest about that. And this is not. And don't get me wrong. You got white folks doing the same thing, and you got some Asian people doing the same thing. But until you decide that you're going to change your pattern, you don't even start church on time. That's a problem.
Right. It is a problem. But the reason why people are doing this because they don't identify with the American system. They see themselves as being outside of America, and they see themselves as being marginalized. So the way you self-identify is the way you're going to be.
And so they started self-identifying with hip hop when somebody put it in their view. Because they didn't have it before that.
They sure didn't. And the thing is the whole world emulates hip-hop, but we still don't use it to our betterment. We use it to to our detriment. And understand something. You are correct. We understand the problem. That is no doubt. But the thing is somebody made you like this. Somebody made you. Okay, somebody made you not have a cohesiveness to come together. Don't forget we had a Black Wall Street at one time. Don't forget that in the 50s and the 60s, we had stores in our own communities, okay, that serviced us. And then after civil rights passed, which was a plan of the way they did it, because when the Democrat president became interested in passing civil rights, we just thought that that was the best thing to happen. And even though Republicans are the ones that voted it in, we thought it was the Democrats, and we voted that way ever since. And so,
but what? But the reason why, the community came apart after the civil rights movement is because deep down in African Americans, they felt that they were inferior. They felt
that's
the reason why they ran to the white community and ran to their businesses.
No, listen, look what happened. Margaret Sanger, and I can't remember the name of her book right now, but if you look at the name of Margaret Sanger's book, she went and bought the preacher who was the mouthpiece of the community.
Black preacher.
The black preacher. So let's really look at the black preacher today and what they're actually preaching. They have a socialistic gospel that they commingle with the word of God and make it of none effect. And they go and re-indoctrinate, they feminize the institution not only of the church but of the family to where no man can be a man in anywhere. And they go and they make little people after their own kind. We need to be honest about that. And so what they've done is they have diluted the strength of a community based upon a societal program instead of making them independent of the system. We have made them so dependent on the system that you can't tell the difference between them and the system. Because if they were worth their salt, they would stand up and say foul when you look at the unemployment numbers of African Americans in their own churches. That 390,
well, but,
hold on, that 390-some jobs that I talked about a few minutes ago with Verizon closing here, a good 10% of those people are African Americans, if not more. They're going to lose their job because they can't pack up and move. They don't have the mobility of movement. They don't have that. They're not buying their house out. We
well,
need to
a greater problem
they are
is
taking
going
advantage
to
be, of us.
Well, in terms of the unemployment for African Americans, it's going to be a greater problem once they deal with the immigration debate and they start to let more Hispanics into the country, and the ones that are here, they're going to give them amnesty, and they're also going to pull people from countries like India and China to go into the IT industry. This is going to be too much of a pressure in terms of competition for African Americans to get jobs.
You're not applying for work now. It won't make a difference in a hill of beans.
But what I'm saying is currently African Americans work in mass in the government and in terms of being bus drivers and, like, working for the city.
Listen,
but once these Hispanics get amnesty, they will apply for those jobs as well. So African-Americans will have to compete with Hispanics and other people that come from other parts of the world that come here and are given amnesty by the U.S. government.
Still,
it's going to be too much competition for African-Americans to get work.
You don't listen, sweetie. When you go into Los Angeles, when you go into New York City, you're competing today.
Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas.
When you go down to Florida, ain't no black people driving no taxis, driving no buses.
I realize that.
And what I'm saying
to
you is,
what happened
out
in California.
A problem. Until you deal with your own systemic problem of just right now, people have an issue with hiring people of color because they don't know if Pookie, Ray Ray, and Shaniqua going to show up at work.
Right. But point I'm trying to make is that it's going to get worse if Congress passes this immigration bill. The situation
is
going
to
get worse.
It cannot get any worse.
And guess what? On the 14th of July, you have a bunch of African-American people that are going to protest the government. And guess what again? It's not going to make a dime's bit of difference. Why? Because they voted for this.
Hey, listen, Jeff, you get ready to take a break, but I got to tell you something. Listen to this. Bill just wrote over here, and he said the Obama family vacation of $100 million would buy $10,571 for 26 years of White House tours.
That's right.
A day.
So now, why isn't somebody really doing that? Why isn't somebody really doing that? That should be on a commercial plane across America right now. I said it all. But... You know, it is what it is.
They get away with it. I don't understand. They don't let me get away with it.
No, you can't get away with it, Tracy.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We're going to take a break in just
what?
A second.
No, you ain't. You got a long time.
I don't have a long time.
You have a long time.
I don't have a long time.
347-945-5229. Now. You said it so fast.
Oh, 347. That's because I'm sitting over here. I've been
sitting
down.
You still don't make any difference. You faster than, anyway, we'll leave that alone. Anyway, we're going to be right back after a few of these messages. Afternoon with Tracy and Fred.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
You've heard it all before. Gold and silver prices are at record levels, and you've heard all the promises from the out-of-town companies saying they'll pay the highest prices. But can you really be sure?
Everybody says the same thing. It's spinning in everyone's head, but where do you go? You go to First Choice Coin in Boardman, paying highest prices guaranteed.
Meet Tom, owner of First Choice Coin and Jewelry in Boardman, and he'll make sure you get the highest price for your unwanted gold or silver.
We pay the highest prices guaranteed. Check around, get your prices, and we guarantee we'll be the highest prices paid for your gold and silver.
And what makes First Choice different?
We're locally owned. We have many return customers. We have a lot of people that check prices, and they end up at our store. And we also offer jewelry repair, jewelry appraisals. We have a GIA graduate gemologist on staff.
First Choice Coin and Jewelry, 7807 Market Street in Boardman, next to Boardman Nissan. Call 330-629-9990. See store for gold guarantee details.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news.
but there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make.
Cumulus Radio is seeking a business assistant. This is a full-time position with benefits. Applicants must be computer literate and have a working knowledge of Excel, PowerPoint, and Word. If you can pay strong attention to detail, we're looking for you. A background in broadcast traffic is a plus. Send your resume to Cumulus Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Attention, Andy Timko. Or email andy.timko@cumulus.com. Cumulus Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Where do you find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio? At your local Ford dealer. The totally redesigned Fusion. Now just sign and drive away in a new Fusion with no cash due at signing. Visit drive1ohio.com.
June is busting out all over, and we're busting out with our 26th anniversary sale. 26 years of satisfying thousands of customers says it all. And we're going to give you 26% off on all our great American-made weather-tight windows, siding, entry and patio doors, kitchen cabinet facing, and roofing. 26% off. And if you stop in at 1596 Motor and Drive, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., we'll give you an extra special discount. MyWeatherTight.com or WeatherTightWindows.com gets you some more information and how to register for an extra percentage on your estimate. Senior military discounts, Energy Star approved. Check us out with a BVB. Don't forget, don't let anybody knock on your door and say you need your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof or siding because of storms. Call WeatherTech Windows first, and we'll give you the truth. So here's the number for the free estimate, 1-800-821-8483. That's 821-8483. And like always, guys, whether it be one window or a house full, WeatherTech replacement windows for the life of your house.
Every private room at Crandall Medical Center has a window on the world, a view of the beautiful lawns and gardens of the rural Copeland Oaks campus. At Crandall Medical Center, we know what a positive therapeutic effect nature can have on mind and spirit. From your window, you can watch the sunset over our five-acre lake, while our competent nursing staff cares for your physical needs and our therapists help you to strengthen your body and stimulate your minds. At Crandall Medical Center, our rehabilitation program aims to help heal body, mind, and spirit. The song of a bird and the whistle of a wind in the trees are nature's medications. Come enjoy the beautiful Copeland campus as you recover from surgery or illness. Visit us in person or on the web at CrandallMedicalCenter.com. Crandall Medical Center, a good place to get better.
Yeah, 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Well, see, you and Chase Philly off the phone now. Hey, no, you ain't right.
I know. Hey, the number is 347-945. 347-945.
5229. Since they never get to hear those numbers.
347-945-5229. How you guys doing today? It's good to have you with us. Thank you for tuning in. Jeff.
Yeah.
Tell folks I need everybody to take ownership and responsibility for society.
Yeah, because you know what we started out with today?
What?
We started out with 11 states that had more people on welfare in them than they had people working. Ohio's one. South Carolina's another. And we had...
Why South Carolina didn't call in?
He called in.
Did he call in?
Yeah, he left, you know. He had to do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he had people to see, places to go, and things to do.
He had to go pay for that Bluetooth.
Yeah, the cheap Bluetooth. California, New Mexico. Hold on to your hats. Hawaii. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Illinois. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Until we rectify the process.
Right.
It will always be. It can't. Do you realize how expensive food is?
No, I don't. I just go to the store every day almost.
Because you got a wife. She goes to the store and you don't pay the bills.
Please. I got to go to Sam's Club and shop. Okay. I got to go to the grocery store. When you're on your way in, would you pick up this, that? Oh, and pick up that, too, and get some of this and some of that. And then some more of that and some more of this, too. Okay? No, don't talk to me about I don't know. I am not George Bush. I am in touch.
They
dog my man so bad.
George Bush.
Yeah, George Bush and Romney. You don't know what it is to buy milk.
He didn't.
Neither
did John McCain.
Especially if you own cows, who cares?
That's
craziness.
You know, but this is the issue, Jeff. People, you don't have to. People can care even if they don't go to the grocery store.
Right.
That's the issue.
Well, just like my man called in his with a big deep voice like that. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? He told me when I looked at that election. I looked at Romney and I said, he ain't got nothing for me. And he automatically assumed.
But see, it's really, let me say this. It's not about, Jeff, I say this until the cows come home. It's not about what they got for you. The question is, can you make them move for you? See, it's not about what they're going to, because to be perfectly honest, ain't none of them jokers going to do nothing for you if you don't move them.
This is true.
So the question is, do you know how to move them? Because it's not move them, move them.
I thought you said,
to the cows come home.
I thought you said, do you know how to move them?
No, not move them, move them. Move them. Do they know how to move them?
No, I guess they don't.
And the problem is that they don't even know who to, you talk about, if they send their representative, they don't even know what the representative does.
You know how to move people in the inner city?
Yeah, mobilizing the vote and telling them they're going to put them back in chains.
Or you shoot up in the air and I get you mobilize a whole bunch of folk. Yeah, you will.
Because you don't not in Youngstown right now, you don't know if there's firecrackers.
Not like that.
Make a lot of money,
yeah, Zolder's making tons of money.
Zolder's making tons of money.
Mm-hmm. But that ain't got nothing to do with it. You have some gunshots, folks is running. Because cats will get the shooting loose around here. You know that.
Jeff, since we got a little time, it's almost time to go.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to know something. We always talk about folks ain't got no money.
Right.
Have you been to the fireworks store?
Folks is in the fireworks store were getting government cheese.
Yeah. Have you been in the fireworks store?
Because I don't buy fireworks. I drove by it, though.
No. Have you seen the people in the fireworks store?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now let's look at the people in the fireworks store.
Yeah.
Do you know how much fireworks cost?
Yes, I do.
Now, I knock folks that smoke cigarettes and cigars because at least it'll kill you in the long term.
Right.
But you get a firecracker, and you look up in the sky for 15 minutes, and you didn't blew $20,000. I just want somebody to tell me about this firework thing, and I know Benjamin Franklin. I know what he said, because of whatever, it's going to make it whatever, and you can get fireworks. And I'm gonna give my boy Bruce a free plug, because, you know, it's Phantom Fireworks, and I ain't mad at you. That's what I'm saying.
Phantom Fireworks.
But tell me, dude, what's up with, you know, have you seen the price? That's like taking $20 outside, taking a match and say, watch me. As a matter of fact, it'll take longer to burn the money than it will to burn the fireworks.
This is true. And he's the number one fireworks producer and retailer in America.
But that is the point. My point is, yes, take a $20 out your pocket. Take a lighter, burn it. boom. And then, do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Jeff, I don't know. Dude, it's so exciting.
And it's going to go on for the next 2 weeks. They're going to start blowing them off Sunday. They're going to blow them up to the 4th of July. And then they're going to blow them the week after the 4th of July.
Jeff, this is not the free fireworks.
No, I'm talking about in the neighborhood. You're going to have them all over the place.
So can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Can I get a loan?
You got to go ask the fireworks man.
Because I can't go to the fireworks store because I ain't got no money to burn.
I don't either.
I just don't understand about the money to burn.
I don't either.
I don't understand. Can somebody please call in and explain to me where people find money that they can just take a message and just, I don't understand. I mean, as a matter of fact, I'm sorry. I'm just confused. Y'all don't understand how confused I am about the money.
M80s, y'all.
No, I mean, they got the Roman candles.
Yeah, I like all that stuff.
The lightning and the boom, boom, the light go boom. And every time I see it go up, I see $5 going up in the air. I don't understand. I just don't.
You know what bothered me about that?
What?
Is years ago when I could go on vacation, I would leave on Memorial Day. And I'd come home, and there was 1,000 bottle rockets on top of my roof, and I would be ticked off. You just don't know. I couldn't take it. These guys out here, these young boys would be out there, and why they got to shoot them toward my house? You know, shoot them toward your own house.
Now, why do we do that? Now, I want you to just look at the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Poof, 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 and the $5 going up in the air. Then you don't know. And then you don't know if you're going to blow yourself up because most people don't know how to light them.
They don't know how to light them.
So they're going to spend some more money sitting in the hospital room.
Uh-huh.
I just got issues, people. Y'all don't understand.
With the hand half hanging off and stuff like that,
They don't know how to set the fireworks off. I'm just trying to figure out how this happens.
Well, you know, they started it. It is what it is. Colors, all of that stuff.
Hey, you know what? If you take some crayons, you can make pretty stuff too, and it'll last longer than the poof of the $5 that you burn going up in the air. Am I just that cheap, Jeff? Am I wrong? Because even if I had the money, I'm not going to take $10 out of my pocket and set it on fire and see how it burns. I mean, seriously.
I hear you. I don't spend money on fireworks. I get to see them because I'm usually at somewhere playing while they, and we have to stop for the fireworks presentation on Memorial Day or the 4th of July.
Oh, they have you stop.
Oh, yeah. We don't play during that. We play a tape of,
patriotic
music. And things like that. So that's all fun and it's nice and everything.
You have to realize, when I would go down to city council meetings, when I found out how much the city paid for fireworks, I had a new revelation.
I know that's right.
And then he was donating half of them because it was his hometown.
No doubt.
I'm sorry. I saw the commercials and Jeff started blowing stuff up. And when they started blowing stuff, I just don't understand what people that have the money get money from. I'm just confused.
And then after that, everybody. People love fireworks.
Who's in there, Jeff?
Oh no, we got one coming up right now. Oh, you done drug somebody up now. 330, you are in the air.
Hello, this question is to you, Jeff. You had a show. You was talking about health care and how expensive, how much it's gone up, and the cost of it now.
Of health care?
Yes. This was a while ago, probably maybe about 2 weeks ago, and I just got a chance to call you now.
Okay.
I could ask you a question. When you worked at your place, did they ever tell you the staff is abusing the system by going, okay, like, this has been like this for us since 83. We're using the emergency room where we should be going to the family doctor. The parents are taking the kids to specialists where they should be going to the family doctor first. Did they ever tell you that?
They never did, but I was aware of that.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, because they would say when we had contract, the people are abusing the hospitalization. They're they're just abusing it. And that's I was just was wondering if they ever said that to you.
Not to me, I was very well aware of that. I was very well aware of also other people that did not have hospitalization that used the emergency room as a place to get them and as a physician is to get them and their kids treated for colds and
right.
But I know people that go to the emergency room to get a pregnancy test because they don't want to spend it at the grocery store.
Isn't that something? And so, go ahead.
Yeah, because this was, I was just wondering, because I've asked other people who works at different places, because we've had this since 83, constantly hearing we're abusing the system, we're using the emergency room and going to I had one person down there go, I have a right to take my kid to a specialist every single day if I want to. And I'm looking at him and going like, yeah, we'll have a $4,000 or $5,000 a month hospitalization bill to pay. Because I said, they're not going to.
Yeah.
But it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
Most people don't have time to go to the specialist like that, and that's where the referral process came in.
Right.
Because, when you go to, when you're in your HMO, they don't just let you go to the doc. You have to be referred.
Right, unless you had a GM or something like that. But that's the problem with contract health insurance negotiations, because you can never negotiate that down, without a fight. And the cost of everything just goes up falsely. Go ahead.
Our insurance, the company pays so much and we have to pay so much. In less than 2.5 years, it has jumped almost $300 a month.
You
might as well brace your head.
88% in Ohio it's going up. Okay.
This is what we're having out of problem, because our conversation is with the Teamsters. So it might be not a problem because they're not a company, and we might not be able.
Aren't you guys exempt right now? I think you have a 5-year exemption because I know GM's union does.
On exemption for what?
Exemption for Obamacare. They don't have to do it.
They don't have to play inside the color inside the lines.
Right.
After a certain
about 5 years, and so That's going to be quite destructive to a lot of people. And they know it is. That's why they gave the exemptions. I say Congress makes a law that says no exemptions.
Oh, I don't know, because right now they're working on it because the way ours is set up through the Teamsters, we may have to go out of it and go on our own.
Well, yeah, of course. But when you go out on your own, you know what they're going to do? They're going to make you go to those, what do they call it, those that the state has to form?
Exchanges.
Those exchanges.
Yeah, they're going to make you do that exchange thing. And when you go to buy at that exchange, the coverages that you were able to get before, you're not going to get anymore.
You see it today when you have your health. You used to have your husband and your wife and your kids on your health plan, and it's no longer like that anymore because you can't choose which one you want as your primary and which one is your secondary. You must they've changed the family plan drastically.
And you can't buy a Cadillac, or you pay huge amounts.
You can't have a Cadillac.
Right. And see, so now the GMs that we had a long time ago, we can't have them no more. And see, and your top end, higher echelon of Fortune 100 and 500 companies, you can't have them anymore. And so what are you going to do with that? And the thing is that's where we have a huge problem. And you're going to really bump up against a road, and I don't know why these people think that this is going to be a good thing.
They don't think this is going to be a good thing.
I hear some people touting it.
You know, no. They tout it from a point of ignorance.
They have to be.
Because it hasn't hit them yet.
No, exactly.
It's like taxes. I talked to a young lady the other day, and she said, I can't believe how much money I had to pay in taxes. And I'm like, but you...
You voted for it. That's what I tell everybody.
But you did this to yourself.
You did this.
And they don't believe you until it happens. It's like when you go to McDonald's and you order extra cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't realize that when minimum wage went up at the beginning of the year, so did your cheese.
Yeah.
That's
extra
right.
Cheese will cost you a dollar.
That's what I'm saying.
Of American cheese.
That's what I'm saying. And you can go, as a matter of fact, you can order a burger and go home and put a piece of cheese on it for 10 cents. I mean, that's what we really need to look at, how they've done that to people. And that goes back to what the other caller asked about, you know, them dumbing down America. You don't even know what to ask before you vote, so you just go and you pull the lever based upon personality and not based upon platform or what they stand on.
That's my point. It's unbelievable.
No, because this is what they were saying, why it's gone up so much is because we're abusing the system.
That's not why.
That is what they've
that's
been
why.
Telling us.
That's a lie.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's not why it's going up. It's going up because you have a health care law that has taxes, that has all types of increases and penalties put in it, that the businesses and the government agencies are going to have to compensate for. So therefore, what's the best way that they can compensate is to charge you for it. It's not about you're using too much of it, this that, and the other.
Have you heard of taxation without representation?
Right.
This is just what this is going to be.
It sure is.
I can imagine what's going to happen.
Well,
you're going to see it. Because, I mean, sitting on some boards, people have no idea what's coming.
No.
They haven't seen. And then we don't realize.
Then
we don't realize how it's going to hurt our medical system. Because now you're not going to have doctors in private practice.
Exactly.
They are hurting the physician's practice. So the level of health care that we once were accustomed to, we won't have anymore because you won't have the competition amongst the doctors.
Older doctors are going to get out.
And younger doctors are going to be employed.
You're not going to have enough doctors to supply the whole system.
No.
And so, therefore, your waiting lists are going to increase by leaps and bounds. And I'm wondering, who are the people? Why isn't your state rep, why isn't it your state senator telling you this? Because they know it. They know this is going to happen. Okay, I'm not the smartest one in the world, as one of my guys in the thing room would say, that I'm just plain stupid. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm stupid enough to realize that you can't handle this.
We don't have enough. And then they did not reform the insurance companies. They reformed everything but the insurance companies.
Right.
They never touched the insurance companies.
Yep.
Exactly.
So tell me who's the real lobbyist in the room?
The insurance companies wrote the bill, and that's the real.
Well,
what
they say, we had the 900-pound elephant in the room. That's what
they say. They never touched. If you really want to know the truth about it, they never touched the pharmaceutical company, because we haven't seen how they're going to handle that. Because every time you go to the doctor, you got to buy a script. That's why you see a Walgreens on a corner near you.
Everywhere. With a CVS right across from it.
And a Rite Aid down the street.
Fighting for those drugs.
So the places where they said that they couldn't come into the inner city and they couldn't have stores there, they could have drug and pharmaceutical companies there.
Hmm.
Now that's mine. That's us, Jeff.
Very much so.
Tomorrow, Six and I will be here. Well, hopefully you'll join. You'll join with us too. The number is 347-945-5229. God bless you. Have a good afternoon and a good weekend, Jeff. Thanks for pitch hitting for me today. I appreciate it, and I'll see you on Friday.
Well, you ain't going nowhere yet. We still got like 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you so much.
Say good night, Tracy.
Hey, listen, caller. Thank you for calling in. Please call in anytime you would like. We appreciate having you on with us.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Hey, we're done.
Thank you.
We're done. See ya!
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM. Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
...if necessary, but maintains its older SUVs are not defective. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Pentagon is preparing for what could be the biggest change the military has ever undertaken, sending women to the front lines. More from ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
Sending women to combat won't happen overnight. The training alone won't start till next year. And Major General Bennett Skolick says some branches are still studying if they can do it.
At this point, no decisions have been made. And I'll state that again. We haven't made any decisions whatsoever.
The Navy will work faster. They start training women for river combat patrols right away. Andy Field, ABC News.
The head of the National Security Administration says getting access to your phone records may have helped it prevent dozens of attacks.
Over 50, and in 90% of those cases, FAA 702 contributed, and in 50%, I believe they were critical.
General Keith Alexander says it includes plans to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. We paid more for gas last month, but less for food. The government says that drove consumer prices up 0.1% last month. The Dow is up and the Nasdaq is in positive territory as well. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
They might have been lost or they might have been stolen. Either way, about 200,000 firearms went missing last year.
Surely we can do better than this.
It was one of the 23 executive orders President Obama issued after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Find out how many lost or stolen guns are on the streets. And last year, the official number was more than 190,000 firearms nationwide, though ATF spokesman Charles Mullum says that is probably low.
That's a number that's very skewed because it's not even mandatory to report in many states.
Of those guns reported lost or stolen, nearly 17,000 of them went missing from licensed firearm dealers. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Dunkin' Donuts has no plans to revive its famous Time to Make the Donuts ad campaign anytime soon. The chain's CFO says Dunkin' now focuses on beverages, which are much more profitable. They'd also have to find a new actor to play the perpetually tired baker. The man who played Fred died in 2005. Daria Albinger, ABC News.